Blog Talk Radio.
Early in the
Oh no, we're not rolling with that.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Never gets old. Okay, welcome to Drive Through HR. Brian, William, and Nisha coming to you live every day talking about HR. So let's get to our guest. Chris, welcome to Drive Through HR.
Hey, thank you guys. Glad to be here.
Well, let's kick it off. Have you introduced yourself to our family of listeners, and then we'll roll into big questions right after that.
Sure. My name is Chris LaVoy. I am the executive producer of two projects right now. One is called Top Recruiter Reality Series, which we're moving on our third season, and we're excited about another show that we're working on, which is called Social Media Stars, and we're moving into season one. And so that's kind of the focus. It's a little bit of who I am and what we're working on right now.
Buddy, are you in Miami these days? Are you up the coast?
So I'm right now in Asheville, North Carolina, and that's where we pretty much do a lot of our pre-production for script development and raising funds, and then we also come back here for post-production after we film in Miami. So I'm in Asheville.
Do you all have do you and your wife, do you all have, and you obviously have kids and all, do you all have a condo or a house down in Miami, or how do you, because I know you spend a lot of time going back and forth.
Yeah. You know what we do is we have a lot of family and friends there. So what we do is we just usually will rent out a condo for about 2 or 3 months, depending on how long we're going to be there. And, you know, as you know, being a family man, you know, 2 or 3 months away from your kids is pretty tragic. So I just, you know, I bring the whole family. We go down to Miami and we work on these productions and we get to see our family and friends and just really kind of enjoy the beach and enjoy the sunshine.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, I've known you for years. We've actually never been in the same zip code, or at least to my knowledge, we've never been in the same zip code. But years ago, I mean, you've obviously been around and in the industry since I've known you since 06, 07. You had a huge Ning network. You had a magazine. You've always had really compelling, kind of interesting projects going on. Tell us, if you can, give the listeners, give the audience a little bit of the background of where you've been, and then let's dig in the Top Recruiter, because I want to know how you kind of birthed that idea. And now, obviously, season three, that's huge that you've made it three seasons, and where do you see it going in the future?
Sure. So, you know, I've been in the game for about 20 years in the recruitment and talent acquisition HR space, and I've always been interested in media and in a way in delivering the media that the audience was going to be interested in, or they were going to pay attention, right? So we always hear going to different conferences that, you know, it's all about, you know, making a statement, cutting through the noise. How do you do that? How do you brand yourself? How do you market? And so I've just always been attracted to media. I've always been attracted to music and film and telling stories and, you know, showcasing personalities within an industry. I've just always been attracted to that. And so have done that for a while. And based on the success of some of the publications and Ning networks and whatnot, we have been able to sign on clients that would allow us to kind of bring what we do in this world and bring it on over to them. And I would probably consider myself a little bit more progressive in regards to our approach on how we deliver content and how we package it up within the HR space. And I just feel that sometimes within the industry, I feel like it's a little bit too vanilla for my taste, and that's why I get excited when you guys are doing what you're doing and you're writing and you're, you know, for example, I remember not too long ago, William, you posted something about Miley Cyrus and kind of taking HR and how do you take the Miley Cyrus buzz and bring it together. And I just always found that creative and fascinating and interesting. And that's kind of the same way that we work in regards of, you know, let's you know, do something where it's going to command attention. And I'm not afraid of the positive feedback or the negative feedback. As long as people are talking about it, then that's my main focus. So that was a little bit of what we've been doing in the past. And then moving into Top Recruiter, it was just another step of saying, okay, well, we're working with a lot of different clients in production in regards to white papers and email blasts and webinars and all of those things. And all of those things are a necessity because they generate the right lead gen. But how can we do something where it truly is going to be somewhat exciting to watch this piece of content? And nobody really gets excited about, you know, reading a white paper or maybe watching a customer testimonial video. Nobody really gets turned on by that. And I wanted to do something that was going to turn on the industry. And so, you know, one day I was just watching a few shows and I was looking at the executive producer names like Donald Trump or, you know, then you see Terrell Owens, the football star, he had his own show. And I was just like, why are they doing this? And it's about just branding yourself and allowing people to see who you are in the way that they want you to see them in. And I said, you know, it would be interesting to do this for the recruitment space. And luckily enough, I went to my clients and such companies like Broadbean and Job.com and Evenbase and said, hey, can we do this? Can you support the idea? And, you know, luckily for me, they said yes. And now we're moving into season three. So it's we've had some luck. We've had some great help along the way. And so it's a little bit about the background and what I've done and what where we are with Top Recruiter now.
All right. Take us into season one, because I followed it. I watched all the episodes because you do a wonderful job. I mean, we're on Facebook together, but you do a wonderful job of promoting, you know, the episodes and, you know, the drama that comes along with everything, you know, the stickiness, if you will. So I followed season one, season two. But in case our listeners didn't, take us into season one. We already know your sponsors, Broadbean, Evenbase, Jobs. Anything that of note, what happened? If you were to sum things up in season one, what would it be?
Never hire a diva. I don't need to get into too many specifics, but we, you know, season one was my first time going through a production like this. And you know, we had about 3,000 submissions from the industry of recruiters that wanted to be a part of the show. And we did a casting call. And we did the film production for about 7 days. And, you know, I was thankful and honored that we had the people that were brave enough to do this because, you know, it was the first season. It was the pilot. They weren't able to see anything. You know, there was only a description of what the concept was going to be. And so, you know, I was just happy that we were able to get a good volume of people and then pick what we felt was going to be the best personalities for the show. And, you know, for Top Recruiter, I wanted to be more than just recruiting. You know, I think that I wanted to be about people and characters. I think that's what people fall in love with their favorite shows is the characters. It's not necessarily the recruitment process. So I wanted to find people that did recruiting that has done pretty well, but I also wanted to find out some storylines within the cast. And it was very successful. I mean, the industry... There was a lot of people within the space that were really supportive with it. There was a lot of people saying, you know, is this thing really going to last? But at the end of the day, people are talking. People are taking notice. And once again, that was my main focus is people paying attention. We had a large viewership. And then after season one, we said, hey, let's do it again. There's a lot of weaknesses to the show. You know, I do the majority of the post-production work myself. And so I know what works and what doesn't work and what mistakes we made along the way. And it was now time to make this project bigger and better and to improve on the weaknesses that we felt were there. And so we moved into season two, and then I was blown away with the support. We got support from the Miami Dolphins. Then we got support from some other organizations as well within the HR tech space. And we went global this time to select castmates from all over the world that represented talent acquisition and also the agency world. And I, once again, we felt like we did a really great job. I think there was an improvement. I mean, what do you think, William, based on what you've seen with season one and season two? Did you feel like there was an improvement in regards to
there was. Project? I mean, there's no, oh, there's absolutely there were. It's almost like you had a light speed ahead. You had learned, but I mean, you know, it's true of any of these shows, man. You go back and watch like season one of Survivor. Or season one of any type of show that's kind of like this, that, man, they're almost unwatchable. But
yeah.
But the growth from season one to season two for you, even though it was only in months, I think it was like years, it was like dog years in terms of, I think the product, I think just, you know, you just knew the game a little bit better and you knew how to rein things in and orchestrate things because it had more drama. Season two had more, it just had more drama to it. Tell us a little bit about the judges. So you bring in a bunch of industry luminaries and you have them kind of – I always like that bit because some of them I know, not all of them, but some of them I know, so I like that bit. But tell the audience a little bit about how you pick judges, et cetera.
Yeah, so, you know, just like if you think of The Apprentice, their model is that they raise their capital for the show based on, you know, product placement, right? So it's really the same thing for us. It was like, okay, we're going to bring in these different companies that are going to sponsor – and here's an opportunity for them to connect with an audience in a whole new way. I mean, everybody's doing all of the same type of marketing in regards to conferences and email blast and SEO and all that jazz. But it's always great to kind of get an idea of who the personalities are within the organization. And so sponsors came on as judges for a specific individual episode. They get to help create a challenge based around their brand. And we can always have fun with that. And so we brought companies like HireVue and Green Job and Raytheon, of course, was also a part of it, and Silk Road. And so we brought some really cool companies that said, hey, we want to do this. And we had a lot of fun with it. And yeah, those were some of the companies and how they came on as judges. And, you know, we're very protective when it comes down to the sponsors, obviously, right? We don't want any drama to be around the sponsors, and based on the research that I've done, you've noticed that if you watch The Apprentice, for example, that the judges and the companies and the brands that are part of the challenges, there is no drama around them. The drama is only with the cast. That's where you can have fun with entertaining the audience, is with the cast. And so there has to be a fine line of protecting the brand and also making sure that it's entertaining and interesting to watch based on the conflict, if you will, within the cast. So that's a little bit about the judges.
Hey, Chris, I want to change it up here for a second. What's on reality TV, just in general in the sector, what's some innovative things that you've kind of been surprised by in the last year or two that people have done that you're like, yeah, that's pretty legit, kind of interesting.
You're talking about just in the reality world?
Yeah, just in the reality world. We definitely don't care about anything else.
You know, I would have to say that, you know, not much, to be honest with you. I think the things that impresses me is more of the look of it, the technology that's behind it, the equipment. I think that's the thing that stands out for me. You know, I haven't really been caught up in any reality shows lately. It almost feels like I don't really have that much time anymore. But from what I've seen, based on what's out there, I haven't really been blown away. I've been really shocked, actually, with the majority of the shows that are accepted on television, and even the quality of the film production. I mean, it's pretty terrible, in my opinion. What I wanted to do with kind of the look and the feel of our show, especially in season two, is I wanted it to almost feel like it was a film. So it had a reality show format where you're balancing an interview, confessions and whatnot. It's almost like the movie, This Is the End. Have you guys seen that movie, This Is the End?
The awkward silence is no for
yeah.
me.
No. Okay. William?
I have.
Okay. So did you like the movie, This Is the End?
I loved it. Oh, I loved it.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
Is it a happy end? A different show. My bad.
So anyway, This Is the End was, I mean, it was just a hilarious way that they had the format. So I, but it was also kind of structured like in a reality show format. So that's pretty much kind of what I've seen, what's impressed me. I mean, there hasn't been that much, but I have liked the format of the movie, This Is the End, because it was a film, but it also was kind of structured like a reality show where they would have the interview confessions with the home camera.
All right, so season one, the winner was, drumroll please.
Alex Kidd.
Season two, the winner was, drumroll please.
Paula Labello from Brazil.
Yeah, and she's fantastic. She's going to be on season three as well with you, yeah?
Yeah, she's coming back for season three. She's going to be defending her title.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, so tell us a little bit about season three. Let's kind of get the audience kind of, now they can go and kind of catch up. You know, binge TV watching is all the rage, right, Chris? So they can binge watch. They can kind of get up to speed. When does season three, are you already in production? When does it go live to the audience?
We begin film production first week in June, and we release season three first week in September. So fall TV, that's kind of the format. And, we're doing some you know, things differently again. You know, it's like watching season two and it says, okay, we improved in those aspects of the show, and now how do we improve the weaknesses? And this time around, what I want to do is I want it to be less about the tools and the tech, because sometimes you lose the audience a little bit, right? It almost feels like it's a little bit too heavy on the product placement side. So now it's more about the product placement for me is more about the personalities within the industry. So one thing that we're doing that we haven't done is just we're having this big VIP red carpet event that's going to be in Miami Beach. And we have a lot of what we call VIP sponsors that spend like $5,000. They get to be a part of the event. But more importantly than that, they guest judge and a few other things that we're going to be doing that we have some surprises that I can't really announce on the air. But we'll be filming this event, and we have people from all over the world again. You know, Paula's coming back, who works for SAP America. We have somebody from Australia coming over. We have somebody from Vietnam coming. We have a few others that are going to be here from the United States, and we're going to have the message for this season is going to be talent acquisition versus the headhunters. So there's always that conversation of who's really legit within the space, and so we figured that we'd have some fun, and we're going to bring a couple advisors in. Jeremy Langens, he's coming back, who's part of season two. He's going to be an advisor, and then we're also going to have Betchetta Chase, who's been with us in season one, and she always brings the competitive edge, if you will, and she'll be an advisor to the headhunters. So that's the direction. And who knows what content we're going to capture. As long as the champagne is flowing and everybody's having a great time, I'm sure that we're going to be able to capture some great moments, and we'll see what happens. But that's when we're filming in June and when we're going to be releasing in the first week of September.
All right. So that's the we've got the recap on Top Recruiter, which is what Brian and I wanted to do for the audience, is make sure we catch them up on that. But you've also got another product. You've got another, you know, like there's no moss that's going to grow on this stone here. You've got another product you're taking to market. Tell us a little bit about that product.
So Social Media Stars is a new concept. There's, you know, for me working on Top Recruiter, I almost feel that Top Recruiter is one of those projects that you work on that prepares you for the next bigger project. And based on the public, Social Media Stars really has a lot of excitement surrounding it. So we are going to make this a competition, right? That's always fun. And we're looking for 6 castmates, and we want to bring different types of walks of life within the social media space. And what I mean is I want somebody that does B2B. I want somebody that may be in the film industry. I want somebody in the music industry. I want somebody that's in politics. You know, I want different industries that are going to be represented that most people care about. And then bring those different walks of life, if you will. And we'll be filming also Miami. We have a lot of great relationships in Miami. And so we feel like, you know, the production there, we have it down pat. So we'll have it filmed down there. It'll be about a week to produce it and film it. And, you know, it's going to be lighter. If you look at Top Recruiter, especially season two, you'll notice, guys, that it's a little bit darker and a little bit more dramatic, even the music. Where Social Media Stars, I think we want it to be a little bit more bright, a little bit more light, a lot more fun. And we got some really interesting challenges that we're thinking of, and I've connected with a couple people that are signed on for Social Media Stars that are really well connected. I mean, they're always listed in the top, you know, five on the Forbes list if you think of social media. So they're well respected within the game. And so that's really what we're looking for, is people that have a following, that have a personality. Once again, we want to make sure that they have, you know, something that's going to be interesting for the audience to watch. And so we're really excited about it. And, you know, I've been knocking on your door, William, I don't know, for about a month and a half. And I just, you know, I'm just wondering, when am I going to be able to get a yes? When are you going to join us?
See, the thing is I think it would actually be pretty funny and compelling. I mean, I wouldn't win. And anybody that kind of goes into something like this thinking they're going to win is automatically, you know, somebody you wouldn't root for, right? And
right,
I know,
right.
I would win. But it's all timing for me. When's production? So you said, you know, it's a week to 2 weeks that you want to be able to do production. When do you already have that identified?
So just a second here. I want to get that quote. It's all of, quote unquote, it's all about timing. I just want to make sure I'm 100% clear on what you just said. So if it works out based on production,
well,
got this pinned down. Say it. I got money on this shit, dude. I would double down.
I appreciate what you're doing. If I wasn't in like Australia or something like that. Okay, so let's just assume that it's during a time when I'm in the country and I can get away, etc. I would probably bring the wife and the kids and let them go and do stuff, knowing full well that I'd probably get voted off the island very early in the process. So anyhow, Chris, all seriousness, when are you, because you're lining things up, you're lining sponsors up and all that other stuff, when are you going to get into production?
So we're looking at January 15th, 2015 to the 21st of January. So that's what's on target. However,
right.
You tell me the week that you're available.
See?
And maybe we can change it.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate you. So I would be positioned as the old master, right? The gray beard, the old master in the state. Because you got to have different. You got to have different personas, right? You want to have the
right.
So I would be positioned. I'd have to grow my beard and let all the gray come out, so that I could be the maybe come in with a cane and a walker. I think that'd be kind of funny shtick.
Oh my goodness!
What are you? Now, you're just obviously with this product, you're a little bit outside of HR, although HR and recruiting, as you well know and have known for years, very social, care a lot about the external brand, do a lot of work out there, especially recruiting, do a lot out in the social recruiting area. So you're still kind of parlaying the same audience, albeit your stars are probably going to be, some are going to be inside the industry and some are going to be out, correct?
Yeah, I would say the majority are going to be out. However, you know, there's one or two that you know, we have our eyes on and we're, you know, we'd like to bring them in the forefront of the show. But, yeah, I would say the majority are going to be out of the industry, which I think is really exciting for us. I mean, I think that you probably agree is that sometimes within this industry, sometimes you always feel like you're hitting that glass ceiling. And so this is a way that we can kind of expand – our reach and our audience. And so it's majority are going to be out of the industry and industries I think that you would find interesting is in film and music, connecting with those types of folks. But we'll have a couple within the industry.
Well, hey, Chris, one of the big questions, what's one of the things when you start talking about social and you start, you know, just your space, just give some insight. What do you want people to quit doing in social, right? Because you have a different take on it because of kind of where you're coming from and how, you know, you're actually on the entertainment side now and putting that information out there. What do people need to stop doing in social media?
Wow, you know, I'm really bored with the majority of the stuff that's on social. It's almost like if you really don't care about the message that you're delivering, don't deliver it. You know, if there's no passion or no excitement or no connection to the message, then don't share it. You know, it's almost like, you know, you can look at the feed right now on Facebook, and within that feed, you know, those personalities or those brands, you can kind of get an idea or a sense that they're really passionate about what they are. You can also get an idea if they're transparent in who they are. And so I just think that, you know, don't be afraid of being yourself. You know, that was something early on in my career within the space is, you know, there's like this unspoken language of how you should be, you know, within the space, right? And I felt that just a few years ago when I decided to work on Top Recruiter, it was at that point where I was like, I'm going to totally open myself up. I'm going to be exactly who I am. And I know that I'm going to attract people that that get it and they like that type of messaging and they like exactly, you know, the persona that I am. And then there's going to be people that are going to be like, oh, look at this guy with the sunglasses. Really? I mean, come on. Is this guy cocky? Is he? Come on. What's going on here? So I understand all of those things are going to happen, but at least you could say that I'm honest. You know what I mean? That I'm putting myself out there, and this is exactly who I am. I love entertainment. I love shows. I love film. I love all of these aspects. And so so I just think that it's really important that, you know, stop trying to be something that you're not. Just be genuine. Just be who you are. Show the imperfections of who you are. I think more people respect that, and they gravitate towards that. So just stop with these terrible, weak, boring posts that you're posting. So that's probably the advice that I would give is just have some heart behind what you're saying.
Dude, that's, you know, God forbid you be authentic, right? Just let it go out there, and the people don't like it, let them opt out. Self-selection.
Exactly.
And the ones
exactly.
that migrate to it, there you go. So you start to actually create a more real community. So I love it. I think that's some good advice to folks. So here's an idea. Throw it out there. What if you just get a bunch of people on that got some pretty interesting mix of personalities, never recruited before in their life, and see who can actually turn into a recruiter quick?
That, I love that. That could be a great challenge. That could be a fantastic challenge. What do you think, William?
Oh, he is not going to say another word about anything. He's looking at his schedule to sync it up with you. I'm fairly confident. So, dude, we got like 30 to go. So tell us when, where people can find you. Look at it. It's your 30 seconds, man. Go, and then we're out of here.
Sure. So you can check out Top Recruiter at toprecruiter.tv. You could also check out Social Media Stars. We are in the casting process. Hopefully William would take one of those slots, and that's socialmediastars.tv. And then our production company, if you're interested in bringing some film production to your company and showcase your employment brand, you can check out Lavoie, L-A-V as in Victor, O-I-E, entertainment.com. And that's it for me, and I appreciate you having me on, guys.
Right on, man. Chris, thanks for coming. We'll be talking to you later, I am sure. And, folks, we are so out of here.
Drinking a German beer with a Cuban cigar in the middle of Paris with a Dominican bar. Great head on her shoulders, she probably studied abroad. She transferred to Harvard from King's College in Marta. She says that I'm her favorite cause she admires the art. Michelangelo with the flow, Picasso with the bar. Well put together like a piece by Gershwin. Renaissance style, tonight it's picture perfect. Smile and pack your bags real good, baby, cause you'll be